12 women who played significant roles in Virginia history will be honored on a monument that backers hope will be unveiled in Richmond in 2015. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project joins us to talk about it, especially, David, about the selection process.
One of the most clicked stories recently on VA News, which is a compilation of newspaper stories found at vpap.org, Jim Nolan at the Richmond Times-Dispatch had a very interesting story about a committee set up to choose 12 women to be immortalized in bronze on a monument in Capitol Square. I had to narrow it down of all the women in Virginia history to 12.
And there's one, a very, very famous one, who didn't make it.
You love Pocahontas, John?
I love you.
Burning Arrows in 1953 was just one of dozens of movies to feature Pocahontas as an important character. She's prominent in history books, stories, and folklore on both sides of the Atlantic. But the monument panel found more significance in another Native American woman, Kokokoeske by name. She was first female chief of the Pamunkey and an architect of a peace settlement between the Virginia tribes and the English newcomers.
Basically, Pocahontas only got one vote. She was outvoted 2-1, and there's no plans to include Pocahontas. Although one member of the committee, Mary Abel Smith, strenuously disagrees, feels like it's a real slight to someone who's well-known, as opposed to someone that I'm sure led an exemplary life, but no one has heard of.
And it illustrates a couple of things. For one, the committee didn't make its choices based on popular culture. And for another, this was a hard job.
It was a tough call, and it really became down to a household name versus someone that very few people knew about, but had played a significant role in an important turning point in Virginia history in 1677.
Every year we hear about the thousands of bills introduced in the Virginia General Assembly. Our next story tells us about a delegate who uses his committee positions and influence to make himself something of a gatekeeper at the Assembly.
Right, this is a story by Preston Knight in the Daily News Record up in Harrisonburg. His story is an interview with Delegate Steve Landis from Augusta County. And while many legislators pride themselves on the number of bills they introduce and get passed, Landis takes pride in another way to look at legislation, and that is he kind of sees it as his role to stop legislation that's maybe perhaps not as well thought through. Landis, I guess, takes the position that it's just as important to kill a bad bill than to shepherd a good bill.
Well, the fact is, there are so many bills, it's hard for members to give them their full attention, and Landis is willing to risk the ire of some folks in order to lighten the load.
There's a quote by Landis where he says some of his colleagues have a lot of good ideas, quote, or they think they do, end quote. Before that, he, of course, points out that this doesn't necessarily make him the most popular person sometimes, the one who says no.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You'll find their daily compilation of newspaper stories from around the state on vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.